Authorities will publish a list of some 40 travel agencies in Guangzhou who operate tours to Hong Kong to help tourists avoid exploitation. Under the agreement, these agencies should not force tourists to shop or resort to other illegal measures to cheat tourists. According to Tan Aiying, Deputy Director of Guangzhou's Tourism Bureau, agencies getting listed this time should not rest on their laurels.
After rounds of scrutiny, we selected these agencies which do not cheat or rip off customers. We will review the list every year. If there are any major complaints or misconduct, they will be disqualified.
Chairman of the Travel Industry Council in Hong Kong, Jason Wong, says the list should better protect the interests of tourists when they visit Hong Kong.
Those agents will agree not to have a very unreasonable low fare and not to force the tourists to different shop. I think this is a very good practice and a very positive feedback to promote to the tourists in China.
The number of mainland tourists visiting Hong Kong has seen a decline for recent months. Even December, with Christmas and New Year's holidays, a traditionally peak season is not improving.Anthony Lau is the Executive Director of the Hong Kong Tourism Board.
We have noticed that the number of mainland tourists goes down this month, offset by the growing number of tourists from Southeast Asia and other regions. So we expect Shenzhen residents who make round trips within a day will affect the overall number.
The Ministry of Public Security issued a cap on trips to Hong Kong by residents of neighboring Shenzhen City in April. In line with the new policy, authorities stop issuing multi-entry permits to Shenzhen residents and will instead issue one visit per week permit from April 13th. The strengthening of cooperation between Hong Kong and Guangzhou in the tourism industry comes after reports that some travel agencies offer lower than market rates for tourists.But forced them to shop at selected stores in Hong Kong. A mainland middle-aged man was beaten to death in Hong Kong in October after a suspected dispute in a jewelry shop. The case was adjourned to February next year with two defendants released on bail. For CRI, this is Li Jing in Hong Kong.